Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so happy to be back. Welcome, everyone, to another fabulous edition of Real Life Radio. I'm your host, Jerry Turan. Yay, I'm your host this week. How cool is that? And I'm here with my awesome friend and co-host that I'm so, so grateful for, is always willing to just kind of jump in and fill in the gaps when I'm in my little prompting like I was last week. Super grateful for you, Des, and I'm excited to do this show with you this week. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, no, I was hoping you were off being a rich and famous rock star. That's what I was hoping you were doing last week.
Oh, well, of course that's what I was doing in my dreams anyway. Yeah, not sure about the rock star thing, but I think this topic is perfect, and as usual, since we've both decided to really kind of jump in and and share our gifts with the world and trust that our gifts and our passion can make us the money and, you know,
the impact.
We can really just feel fulfilled doing what we love to do.
Yeah,
and the impact. Yes, money and impact.
My little
there we go.
My catchphrase lately is income and impact. Exactly that. Like, really. Because if you don't have the funds, you can only help that. And so I'm really busting through a lot of my money blocks lately. And then the other thing is that, you know, I'm not enough, or I'm not good enough, or people aren't going to like me. I mean, that's actually what it is people aren't going to like me. Honestly, that's been a huge block for me. So just really busting that one up and standing there kind of, you know, naked, figuratively speaking, and just seeing what happens. And it's incredible. Like, I just, from a recovering, like, chameleon, you know, someone who would really sort of do her level best to always be whatever anyone else needed her to be. And now really just stepping into boldly just being my own little weird self and trusting, like, I am meeting the coolest people, having the most extraordinary times, like, adventures. And it's amazing. Like, it's so worth decluttering those things that are in your mind and really cultivating a belief that, you know, in the mystery, right? So it's like 90% you got to do it yourself. There's work you got to do. You know, there's systems you need to put in place. But then there is this mysterious component, this like percentage of it that is the mystery that you really can trust it. You really can lie back in the arms of it and float. Like, it's fun. It is so extraordinary, the stuff that's happening right now. So I'm just very excited. I'm excited for the show. I'm excited to be here with you. And dive in and see what bubbles up today.
No doubt. Yeah. Well, I love what you said. It's really extraordinary what's happening right now, because I like that word for it. It is
extraordinary.
You know, let's like get out of this, like what the hell is going on? You know, the shake up and the do or die stage. And, you know, a lot of people are really describing it that way. And ascension from 3D to 5D, and how do we transition and, you know, to this more heart-centered space of living from truth, right? And oh my God, and our ego is so afraid, and everyone's so afraid, and there's like, you know, the storms going on, oh my God, the hurricanes, Matthew storm or whatever I've been reading about on Facebook, like all of this, you know, really some pretty devastating things happening in the world right now. And I feel like I'm feeling all of them. I've got this like internal storm that's been brewing for the last, I don't know how long, and it's been extraordinary, you know? But I just keep thinking, like, wow, this is big. Like, there's some really, this is really big for me. This is really exactly what I need, because this, the intensity is incredible, but it's not as painful as it has been in the past. You know, it's just, it's uncomfortable because it's more of a space and more of this, like, not knowing and really just feeling a little, well, not at ease, you know, my head really wanting to know, okay, somebody explain this to me, like, what the hell is going on here, and why am I feeling so tired and very little motivation to do anything and feeling like it's all pointless and just, you know, there's no point anyway. And, you know, I got some answers because I sat with that, right, going, okay, this is what I'm feeling like. And, you know, what's the point? I'm not drawn to anything. There's no excitement. There's no joy. They say follow your joy. And I used to be like, that was me. You know, Cal was like, that's what I was originally attracted to. Like, you're just, you've got this joy always bubbling and you're just this lover of life. And so the last couple of weeks, I'm missing that and just sitting with that and realizing it really is about that ability to slow down. And that is how to speed things up, because what for me is really important right now is just to really feel everything that's surfacing without that resistance and without needing to know. And slowly it is now shifting to something else. So I'm kind of trusting that the more that I'm just willing to be in this stage and slow everything down and sleep if I need to sleep and really just, like, if I'm going to, you know, feel this stuff, I almost wanted to say depression. It's not really depression. It's just like this lack drive, lack of motivation. The more I can just kind of rock that out, the better it's feeling, actually.
Yeah.
And now I'm really starting to feel that pull now, but it's more from that natural place instead of the forced place. Because I, you know, so often I just force myself. Well, I've got these coffee days. I've got these coaches. I have to do this. I should do that. Last week I just said, no, I don't have to do the radio show. I don't have to do, I don't have to coach anybody when I feel like really it's just me that needs her own attention right now, instead of being there for everybody else. I need to practice being there for myself and really recognizing I am not putting myself first, not even close. You know, I signed up for this mindfulness fundamentals course, that really it's like half an hour a day, and I have not found half an hour a day. Like, I don't even spend 10 minutes a day on that and on myself. Like, I'm like, what am I doing with my time? So lots of insights, very interesting. How much I'm still so pushing myself aside. And then what I do for me is like, okay, I'm going back to bed. So I slept a lot last week.
Well, I'm glad you carved the space out for yourself. That's awesome.
Yeah, and I'm not the only one. And I think, you know, just listen. Like, just slow down to speed up. And sometimes you have to get to that place of being really sick and tired of being sick and tired. And really just kind of surrender to what is. Love what is, embrace it, rock it out, rock out the depression, rock out the anger, rock out the sadness, rock out that sense of, because things are shifting and changing, and we are moving down more into our body, so we're going to feel a lot of shit that needs to be felt, because it's been sitting there probably since childhood, a lot of it. And so, yeah, it's, the more I work with people, the more, of course, my stuff surfaces, my emotions surface, and I'm really realizing, like, it's, you know, I think, oh, well, I'm an empath, I'm taking on everyone else's stuff, but it's my stuff. If it's getting triggered, if it's surfacing, we're all connected. There's no separation. So, yeah, I'll just let myself be extraordinarily tired, and that's okay. And as soon as I decide to stop fighting this battle within, you know, my energy will probably come back. Fighting a battle every day is exhausting, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, there definitely is like a reconnecting phase, right? A like gathering in phase or a cocoon phase where one like sort of hibernates for a time to sort of rebuild their stores so that you have what you need. So you can actually start weeding through your life and figure out, well, what commitments have I taken on out of obligation instead of inspiration, right? Like what items in my home do I have? Because I feel like I should or I have to, or, oh, well, you know, mom told me I should keep this because it's a family heirloom. I think it's friggin' ugly. But, you know, like, or storing ex's stuff. Or like, I mean, it's amazing the amount of things that actually are the source of that leeching energy or that lack of inspiration. Like when a person is surrounded by commitments that feel cumbersome and, like I said, are made out of obligation instead of inspiration, and surrounding themselves with obligations, commitments, stuff they're not in love with, that isn't have some kind of charge or doesn't bring them joy in some way. It's even just literally in your house is like literally sucking life energy from you. And on a metaphysical level it is. And then on a physical level, on like a more tangible, like practical, what the hell does that mean level? Like it's as simple as if every time you have to like move something in your closet to get at the something you want, you've just wasted some time and energy, right? Every time you've walked into that space and you're like, ugh, I should really clean this. You've just, a bunch of your life force has just drained from you, right? Yeah. And that's what I mean when I say, you know, your stuff owns you, your commitments own you. It's a relationship. So do you want that relationship? Does it feel nurturing? Does it feel nourishing? Are you inspired to serve it? Or do you feel like really obligated to it? So it is, but yeah. Oh
yeah,
God,
when you realize that it's
so cocoon, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah. And it's tough to really like look at ourselves and realize it's like I don't even know, you know, if any of this matters. And this is a time to really kind of look at what's important. And when you realize, God, really nothing. Like nothing, in a way, nothing is important.
Well, in a way, you know, but I think a person can get caught there too, right? And get into this idea that, well, then nothing really matters anyway, so I might as well keep everything. So there's this like fine line to walk, right? There's a fine line to walk that says, well, even though I know on the grander scale of the world, it's just stuff and it really doesn't matter, my experience right now on this physical plane of existence is I actually really do love this painting though. Every time I look at it, it's like, oh, like something evokes this sense inside my chest of pleasure and joy. And I love it. Does it matter in the cosmic scheme of things? Of course not. But it does in that energetic way. It does in that we're supposed to do things and surround ourselves by and contribute to things that bring us joy and that bring joy to others through that service. Right. So, you know, a person's got to be careful, right? How deep they go down the, oh, it doesn't matter thing, because like that's what happens, right? Oh, it's just stuff so I don't have to deal with it.
The polarities is, you know, or just burn everything. I need nothing, right? I'm just going to live with my car and take off. And there's a part of me that's attracted to that too.
Oh, sure.
Really simplify.
Sure. Yeah.
So, yeah, who would I be without my things? Who would I be without my stuff? Who would I be without my judgments, you know? And I really have been just kind of going there and, you know, just feeling a lot, like lots of stuff is moving through me right now. And I think I've lost, like, I'm pretty sure I've lost at least 5 pounds or more.
Really?
Just all of that natural release that's happening in being willing to just sit with how I'm feeling. And just
awesome.
Like, you know, and it is, it's an extraordinary time. And there's this part of me now that I'm starting to feel bubbling up, like that excitement.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's so interesting how that excitement can exist at the same time as this like total feeling of just lack. You know, but that's part of why I'm excited, is because the space is getting created for what's important finally in this, you'd be so proud of me, Des. My kitchen is like, I just went to town the other day. I'm like,
did you?
Need to create some
awesome.
Space. Yeah, my kitchen's pretty nice looking. All the counters are all free. I got rid of so much stuff. And yeah, it's pretty awesome. One step at a time, you know, like the clutter drawer, right? Even if I
oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah, I was so
yeah,
happy
it
to
is
see
amazing.
Your clutter drawer.
Oh yeah,
like,
well,
oh my gosh,
like,
you're human.
Something that I had. I'm like, look.
Like, my clutter drawer doesn't even look that bad.
Right? See?
That was what's that?
I yeah. said, see.
Well,
like we all sort of.
It's
go
so
ahead.
Easy to just go into that comparison mode, right?
Mm-hmm.
And with you, I definitely have been kind of sitting there the way that you just kind of said, okay, done with this 3-year sabbatical, game on, and how much you're going for it is so impressive. So I'm sitting here thinking, okay, well, I've been doing this the whole 3 years that you've been on, you know, doing my thing, like not the radio show, but, you know, my business and all that.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it
yeah,
feels
yeah.
like you've like, in 1 month, you've done more than I've done in 3 years. And I'm like, what the F? And then, you know,
that's because I cocooned for 18 months.
Thing, though. Yeah, but it's because you slow down to speed up.
Yeah, yeah,
so
exactly.
So then I'm like, so maybe it's really okay for me to just sit right now, because then I can do the same thing, right? Then it'll come from that natural,
absolutely.
Organic, okay, enough is enough. Let's do this. And where that unstoppable comes in.
Yes.
And so I'm really starting to get that's what this phase is about for me. And when I feel jealous, I also get, like, you really can't be jealous. People feel jealous when they see someone that's doing something that they're perfectly capable of, right? So it's just our own unfulfilled potential that we see in another person. And recognize, okay, yeah, that's my potential. Like, you can't recognize in another what you don't have in yourself, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And so,
in fact, that's a really awesome tool. Like, if someone's wondering, like, well, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what I get excited about. It's like, well, who are you jealous of? Like, when you look around, what, like on Facebook, and I've actually posted a thing about that. You know, you look at people's highlight reels and compare it to your day-to-day, and you feel like you fall short. But it can be a handy item.
Yes.
It's a handy tool where you're like, okay, well, who out there in the world is living a life that I'm jealous of? Why are you jealous of it? Because, yes, it's your untapped potential. It's something that in your unique human shape that you're having in this space-time, fake space-time continuum we live in, right, this ride, you see your own potential in it, and you want that for a reason, because you came here to do it too. So do it. But, yeah, sometimes mm-hmm. you're absolutely right. You have to, like I always say, you got to inhale before you can effectively exhale. Right. So sometimes there is this collecting
yeah.
time, this reckoning time, this like really kind of getting into your own space inside your body and your own space inside your home, doing what the bare minimum
mm-hmm.
that you need to do out in the world to keep the lights on. But really the bulk of the focus is internal for a period of time. And you're absolutely right, because what happens is you do reach this threshold, this natural organic threshold where you're like, okay. And I'm ready to get back out there. And now, because you spent that time internally, decluttering a lot of the beliefs that maybe you've been hanging on to, decluttering on a physical level the shit that's been sucking the life out of you in your house, right? Sometimes it's decluttering
mm-hmm.
relationships, for a spoiler alert, but sometimes that's what it is, right? And then
yeah.
then you get, have this opportunity to have space for the divine, space for your own higher self, space for intuition, space and energy and resources to apply them in the direction you really want to apply them in, as opposed to all those obligatory or shoulds, or, you know, that it cures you from feeling like you're always trying to play catch up and never getting caught up.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, so important.
So I'm so
creating
glad
that
to hear
space for
that
life force energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Keep doing it, girl.
Oh, yeah. Well, and yeah. I mean, I know it's functional, and especially when I'm just kind of looking at my body and the way my clothes are fitting, going, okay, well, my stomach's sure flattened out, like, and I haven't done anything other than just kind of sit in my stuff and just create, like, yeah. create space, like you said, external, internal, yeah. for that life force energy, so that when I actually am feeling it, it'll be just, it'll be easy. And it'll
it'll flow
because there's not so much interference. Like, you know, there's been a lot of interference. And I've been really, you know, I've been loving my fear and just thinking, okay, yeah, like that, feel the fear and do it anyway. That's the order that it needs to happen.
Yes.
You know,
absolutely.
Feel the fear. Like, sit in it. Feel it.
Yeah.
What does it feel like? What sensations are you experiencing in your body? Breathe into that fear. Embrace that fear. Invite that fear. Because, my God, that's the way that we know we're alive and we're growing. If you don't feel any fear ever, you're really not moving forward. And so, but yeah, at first you have to feel it for as long as you have to feel it. And then, and the do it anyway comes naturally. Like, it's actually not this forced thing. It sounds like, oh, feel the fear and do it anyway. I gotta like push, right? This scares the shit out of me, so I gotta go do it. You know, you can actually slow that down and it becomes a lot easier. And, you
yeah.
know, just the baby steps. Okay, what's the next thing that I'm afraid of? What's the next thing that I'm afraid of? Like, even just a little bit nervous of can be, is enough.
I have a little story I'm kind of wanting to share, and I'll be brief with it because we're short on time. But yesterday I had a presentation in front of about 40 realtors at the real estate board, the Edmonton Real Estate Board, to present my home staging business. And I mean, I do enjoy talking, obviously, that's why I'm on a radio show, but there is this like difference when you're talking in front of a crowd of people. And I've only done this presentation at two other brokerages. And the first one, I had nothing except a hope and a dream. I walked in and my ex was there right next to where, and there was some, I mean, I was happy to see him, but he didn't look overly happy to see me. So there was some kind of emotional tension that was getting thrown my way while I'm trying to do this spiel that I'm feeling totally insecure about. Like, I was really nervous about it, right? And then the next one, there was only the broker and one other realtor. So it was like, it was so cash and so relaxed. I didn't have any fear about it. I mean, I did the whole thing sitting down, but it was also really kind of ineffective because there was no one there to hear it. But this one, I had created a PowerPoint that I didn't like. So the night before, I recreated the whole PowerPoint presentation, right? But first I did that call for all those freebies, which I was a little bit nervous about, but not really. Like, I was moderately nervous about it, but because it was free to them, there was kind of like the
right.
stakes were lower. So I was more relaxed going into it, right? Then when I went and did my presentation mm-hmm. yesterday, so I got there early to set up my stuff and I got to use like this whole big fancy AB system. Like, it was so professional looking. It was fun. But I'm like, oh my God, you know, there's that little bit of insecurity of like, what am I doing here? But on the other hand, this is my old stomping ground. I used to love that building because I felt like I was part of this like in crowd of some fashion or whatever, like part of a club because I was in the Realtors Association building. I was part of that group, right? So I'm sitting, I get in, I get my shit set up, I get out, I sit down because I had about an hour to wait before it was my turn to speak. They had some other stuff going on before it was my time slot. And I'm feeling those butterflies, right? That like in my heart and my tummy's like, but again, I took the time and I was so grateful I had that time to sit there and just be super present with it and be like, hey, fear. Like, I feel you, butterflies. Like, hey, how's it going in there? Like, isn't this exciting? I know you're scared, but like, really? It's all good. And besides, you know what? When it comes to feeling butterflies, like, you rock. You are nailing this butterflies thing right now, right? Which made me laugh internally. And that brought
yes.
this, like, wash of okayness to the whole thing, right? Like, that laughter and that is, I'm like, what's the worst case scenario? Well, there really isn't the worst case. They boo. I mean, that's not even going to happen, right? Like, there really is no worse, like,
right.
bad case scenario, except that even my shit doesn't work. My AV doesn't work. Oh, well, so I wing it. But as it was, it went off flawlessly, and it was so much fun. And within about 2 minutes of getting into it, butterflies were all gone, and I was on stage. Like, I wish someone had filmed it, because I think it was probably really funny to watch, because, you know, me and my face and my the way I move, right?
Well, yeah.
Anyway. And as a result of that, immediately I've got a thing booked on Monday. a home staging thing, and a whole bunch of other realtors came up and like, wow, it was a great presentation, and we're totally using you. Like, this is a fabulous service. And so I was afraid when I booked that appointment a month and a half ago. I was like, holy shit, what am I going to give these people? Like, I have no idea. What am I going to do up there? Like, and that's a lot of people to potentially look in my mind. I know in a year from now, I'll laugh the day I said that 40 people was a lot because I want to be speaking in front of 4,000, right? But today I'm saying my 40 people was a lot, right? And I was like, what could I possibly deliver for them? But just taking those smaller steps, like, you know, booking the smaller offices, being the question, well, what could I do next? And allowing serendipity to come in. Like, my old broker offered me his projector, which, as it turned out, I didn't even need, but I borrowed it from him. And that gave me the idea of, well, I should really create a PowerPoint to give them, and I need some pictures to put in that. And so, like, one thing leads to another. So there's this feeling, the fear, but it's okay if it's just, it's more like nervous energy as opposed to outright terror, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's pretty getting, productive, actually.
Yeah, but you have to be connected to your feeling state to be able to discern the difference. Like, is this just an outright no, or is this a yes? And the truth of the matter is, like, nothing actually comes down your plate that you can't handle. It's just, do you want to handle it right now, or do you want to put it off for a bit? But if you can really start to trust the idea that the opportunities that present themselves that scare you are there to serve you, like, it's you in alignment with your purpose you've already chosen for yourself. And it's just like, how much clutter do you have in between yourself and that purpose you chose for yourself, or not? And how open to letting that rush of the flow and serendipities come to you are you? And if you're not wide open, that's fine. Let it trickle in and then declutter a little bit, and then let in another little trickle in and declutter a little bit more. Because it's as that flow of divine serendipities, if you want to call it, come to you, they hit the rocks. Like, that flow, like using the water term, that flow hits those rocks. Those rocks are those, I'm not good enough, see, I'm too small, see, how can I possibly do this? Nobody wants me, the only spiritual people are not allowed to have money. I mean, whatever. Whatever those blocks or rocks are in the flow of your river, as the flow comes to you, that's where you see them. And then you can choose, am I going to move this rock out of the way of this flow, or am I going to leave it there? Right? But that's how you can tell where they are. And small little side pitch, but if a person doesn't really get that because it's too metaphorical, I can totally help literally with a person's house or closet. I can show them where their blocks are with that, if it makes it easier, more tangible way to see it, you know, because otherwise we're kind of, because we're talking about stuff in our head, right? We're talking about feelings. We're talking about thought processes we have. And for a lot of people, it's hard for them to visualize that, or it's hard for them to, I mean, it sounds good, but like, how do you make that a practical application? And the decluttering thing on a physical level is this really wonderful tool to bring into something that's more tangible, something that is kind of more ephemeral or more metaphorical, you know, like it's such a fun tool. Mm-hmm. I'm just so excited about it. I feel so blessed that I'm like, really, this is what I chose for myself? Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So true, right? And you got to get your feet wet and take those steps to even see the rocks.
Exactly. And that's what, thank you. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah.
The beauty in it all. So, well, I can't wait to get you to come back and help me with some of that. But I've started the process, so I'm quite proud of myself. And
yes.
Very, exciting times. So, we only have 60 seconds left. Oh, my gosh, that went by way too fast. Maybe we need to start paying for an hour show again.
Trying to commit.
I feel like we're just getting started. That's okay. So, just keep moving forward, clearing the clutter, and it's going to happen. Follow your fears. Follow your fears.
Follow your fears.
Create space.
We'll start a new movement.
Feel the fear and do it anyway. That's a little different.
Awesome.
Oh, well. Just want to thank everyone for tuning in. Tune in next week for a continued conversation. Always a pleasure. So thanks so much, Des. I needed a few laughs and totally loved reconnecting.
Oh, awesome. Right back at you, girl.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, I'm moving in the right direction, and I've never I've been audibly breathing a lot. I think even just on this call, I keep catching myself like, you know, release and relief to just let it all go. Be who I am. There's nothing I really have to do, should do. No one I need to be but who I am and who I am right now in this moment. And I'm feeling I'm feeling good. I'm feeling grateful. I'm feeling expanded and excited.
Yay!
Yay, finally.
Oh, yeah. And keep up the good work.
Woohoo! Oh, thank you.
I love hearing you say I'm proud of myself. I think, that's good medicine.
Yeah, well, like you said, you know, you get to a certain point, you can only do so much until you have to just clear more clutter, like, and it's in that doing that it comes up, that the rocks show themselves, so you can, it's that ebb and flow, right? Slow down so you can fly forward. You gotta land so you can take off.
You got it.
Yeah. Yeah, good stuff. Okay, well, I guess we're done. Wow. And you're in the Earl's parking lot.
I am.
You're going to go into a networking lunch?
Yeah, I've got a networking meeting. With some very awesome people.
Well, awesome.
I totally love this group. Yeah.
Rock that out. Yes.
Thank you.
To start networking again. That's how I met you.
I know.
You said you've been meeting awesome people. I'm like, you know, I've been kind of surrounding myself with the same people. You know, I've got my besties and I really haven't branched out a lot. I've been kind of marketing to the same crowd over and over and over again too. So, maybe I'd like to meet with you and we can kind of maybe do some networking stuff together.
Sounds like fun.
Drag me
I'm
out
in
there.
Okay.
Perfect. All right. Well, good for you. I totally love everything you're doing. Love all your Facebook posts, and I'm continually inspired by all that you are.
Thank you.
And all of your courage.
You
so thank you for that.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm so blessed to have you as a friend.
Thank you. Yeah. We got to do a little Thanksgiving something in the next week or so.
Okay.
Because I am very grateful for you.
Great. Back
all right.
You.
Well, enjoy your lunch there. And
thank you,
everyone. Talk to you next week.
Bye for now,
bye.
Everyone.
Bye.